as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
I sure wish you'd love to talk to me soon. One of the great joys that the Lord has given me in the past many years is I've had the joy of interacting with people who are radically different with me. Mike Day, you know, a man who spent time in prison, was a big-time drug dealer and so forth, now is a good friend. You know, I have people, Gary and Lynn, Gary being the amputee. So, you know, that kind of interaction kind of changes. It's not the kind of thing we can do things, a lot of things together. And, you know, those are just two that I... And then, of course, you know, I have friends who are Mormons. I have friends who, it's really interesting. The problem is I can't really have a deep, intense, close relationship with those people. Some it's a little better than others, but most it's I treat them as human beings created in the image of God. But I have a friend, Chris Prince, and we spent an hour on the phone today, post his work, and digging into the scripture together. And this isn't like fluff. I mean, we again reviewed, because it's something we've done before, because I study the difference between contend and contentious. Contend being based on the agonizomai, which is, you know, the fight the good fight is probably the best place, because it's literally agonize the good agony. It is where we're to contend. Whereas the philonikos, which is where we get contentious, the idea of triumphing over a brother. It's not the agonizomai where you're struggling for a goal, but to triumph over a brother. That's not what we're called to do. And the fascinating thing is we found the opposite. I can't pronounce this stuff well, but the eye of a deer, well, it's 1 Thessalonians 4:11, to aspire to live quietly. The aspire compared to the seeking out of self-interest, that we studied that difference again today. And to be able to go into that depth with somebody is such a wonderful joy. Because in that process, we see the magnificent glory of who the Lord is, His call, and that the Bible is truly a love letter. You know, I've said that before, but the difference is I can tell you so much more why that's true today. I delight in it, and the great gift the Lord gave me is I have a friend who we can dig into this. Just, wow, what does this mean? Not what do I want it to mean, but what does this mean? What is the Lord saying? And seeing the magnificent beauty in the words. I call myself a Greek observer because I'm definitely, that's about, you know, definitely just an observer from a distance. But it's, as I'm getting to get some hints about the language and how words are put together and seeing that, you know, and of course, you know, this obviously tears apart the what a synagogue means and what the ecclesia means, you know, which does not mean the institutional church. But I mean, but there's so many other things. You can see the beauty and magnificence in the scripture, and I sure want to share that with my family, especially my wife. The scripture is magnificent. It really is magnificent. It includes words like apogonizomai. Apokatalasso. Because the apo is complete, and then the katalasso is the mutual reconciliation or to reconcile together. And the apokatalasso is where Christ alone does that full, complete. So only on His initiative, and to see that is magnificent. But that simpler version, and the katalasso obviously is the command to my wife to reconcile with me, her husband. But the other thing is the simplest version, the dialasso, to reconcile. He does that complete, and he commands us to strive for the incomplete, but still to strive for it. To see that, to see the significance of that. I wish Dr. Keynes, I'm sorry, that was, you know, he has his education, but he doesn't live it. And obviously, Chris Bitterman has his formal education, but doesn't live it either. I sure wish your dad would. And mostly I want you to. Dorothy Jane, I'm in love with you, terribly in love with you. I miss you so badly, and it's only getting worse. I love you. I want to spend my days with you. I'm sorry, it's long anyway. I did one other thing. I did a little more, you know, because I've wondered, because we talked a little bit also about Chris's health. And I do think it's, number one is food, and number two is the walking I do. My change in diet, I think, has been the fundamental change in me health-wise. And, but, you know, I look at my legs, and they are ridiculous. And, but one of the things that's is very clear is the reason I can take a 15-mile walk and end as fast as I started is because I built up to it. And that analogy holds in so many areas. I think the reason I can handle the scripture so much better now is because I've built up to it. I would think that a guy who can walk 15 miles at 4.5 miles an hour at, you know, well into his 60s is something attractive to a lady. A guy who can handle the scripture as well as I do now would be something attractive to the script, to a lady if she's committed to the Lord. I thought you were. I hope you are. If so, I am your husband, and I'm asking again to reconcile with you. Dorothy Jane, I'm very much in love with you.